Foxy and Giuliano. It's BRNB, and we're joined by Pixie Lott, everybody!
Hello!
Pixie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you too?
I'm all right. Very well. Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I've just watched your video.
Yeah, we just watched your video.
Oh, you did? Did you like it?
Yeah. I mean, I can see why there's 2.6 million people have watched. I'm guessing a large portion of those are probably blokes.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
You look hot.
Thank you.
I don't want this to sound pervy, but like...
It
like,
does.
It's when you... Like, I didn't like, know you were like... You dance like that.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I love dancing.
The old hands on the hips and wiggling your body about.
Have you tried out the move from the video?
I don't think I couldn't do that.
I'll be honest with you, Pixie, I've not had time, so I just keep pressing repeat on it. I can't.
It wouldn't look as good as the way that you do. You like? Do you? Are you one of these women? Because we have lots of ladies who listen to us. And do you work out to get legs like that, or are you just naturally like that?
I like to stay active, definitely. Like, I like going for little runs and stuff when I have time. Or, like, dancing kind of keeps me active. Like, I love dancing. But sometimes it's so busy, there isn't enough time. But, no, I like staying active when I can.
We like the video. It goes very well with the new single.
Are you excited about, of course, the new album in November?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, so the single All About Tonight is out now on iTunes, so I'm really excited because I haven't had a single out for a while.
No.
So I'm quite excited, a little bit nervous, but I'm excited. And the album comes out in November the 7th.
Have you got a name for the album yet? Because it doesn't say anything here.
That is the problem. See, everyone, like my label and stuff, asking me that. The name of the album, and they have to have it to start doing the artwork and stuff, and I really am stuck. Can't think
just
of
something random like Baboon Light Switch or something like that.
Yeah, we think you should go random and just
really
what
suggestions do you
have? So Foxy's going for Baboon Light Switch.
Yeah,
and then you could be all secretive about why you're calling it that, you know, because secrecy makes people more intrigued.
Yeah.
So then in interviews when people ask why have you called it Baboon Light Switch,
just say I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
It's
a very personal thing.
It's a very personal thing.
Yeah, I'm going for Raging Dog Torpedo.
Raging?
Dog Torpedo.
Raging Dog Torpedo.
Or just simply Nighthawk.
Nighthawk, okay.
And when people ask why, you just go, it's too personal and it's very sad, actually.
Surely your record label must be like, come on, Pixie, we need a title, we're going to start printing off the bits and bobs.
Exactly, they are, so I'm so stuck. It's so hard, I don't know what to call it, because, I don't know, it's a tough one. I don't just want to self-title the album and do something boring or something predictable like
The Greatest
All About
Hits.
Tonight or... Well, not great, it's not just yet.
Yeah, just yet.
A bit too soon.
Yeah, that's not right, you off just yet.
But yeah, it's a tricky one.
Now, Pixie,
it's a tricky one.
Myself and Giuliano, we're not big fans, but our girlfriends are of The Only Way Is Essex.
Mm. Ah.
Is there any truth in the things that we read about your brother?
No, I'm sorry to say, no, there's no truth in that. There is, I think, a few things have been written about him appearing in the new series, but no, he got approached, he got asked to be on it. My family live in Brentwood, so quite close to the Sugar Hut, which is...
Really?
Have you been in the Sugar Hut?
I used to go there, actually, before the show came out. Like, I celebrated my first single... release in there, and I actually went to celebrate my second single release in there, but as I was driving to the club it burnt down, so I had to do it at my house instead.
No.
Oh. It actually burnt down, so I couldn't do it, but they refurbed it and they've like, I haven't been back since.
Do you know the infamous Mark Wright then?
I do actually know him. I've met him a couple of times on a couple of occasions.
Because part of me, he's obviously a bit of a rogue, or that's the character portrayal on there. But part of me absolutely loves him.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. People actually do like his character because, I don't know, he's quite funny, especially with Arj.
He's a git, that's what he is, but he doesn't care. He's an absolute git.
I hear that him and Lauren have... called off the wedding.
Well, apparently so, but it does seem to coincide with the start of the new series, which makes me suspicious.
Exactly. The person that I know the most on the show is probably Joey, because...
I love Joey.
He is Reem.
Reem.
He's Reem. He's my brother's friend, and that's how I think he got approached to be in the show.
I made a massive mistake, Pixie, of following him on Twitter, and he updates every 5 seconds.
Oh, really?
And it's just random pictures of pineapple juice, because apparently he finds that Reem as well.
What, pineapple juice?
Yeah, I love pineapple juice.
Is he as dumb as he comes across?
The thing is, how he is on the show is exactly how he is
that's brilliant.
Actually in real life. Like, he's exactly the same. There's no, like, beating around the bush. He is like that. And I think you can even tell in interviews. Like, he's exactly...